Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's going on? This is G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Sit back and relax, and I'll be right with you. I just want you guys to just think about, what are you grateful for today? What are you grateful for today? And tonight we're going to talk about a lot. And I hope you guys will enjoy the message. Tonight's message is, don't deflect, reflect. Don't reflect, reflect. And we'll get things started right now with Knock Knock. I'm not going to do that one. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Knock Knock featuring Isaac Cree, featuring T.Y. And I'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We back. It's your boy. Ike Nice.
Knock, knock. Yes.
And I'm Gerald Hatton. Oh, yeah. The music man. Let's go.
Every Sunday, we gather in one place. We gather in his name, and we sing his praise. We sit a waiting, anticipating, and then reject his arrival. Yes. And it's all in vain. He's only welcome in the church house, hey, but not invited into your house. Yes, such a contradiction from the things that you do and what you say out of your mouth. Just like the master, he never goes too far, yeah. And before you know it, he's knocking at your heart. He'll make it better. He'll make it better, yeah. Hey, every temptation, it never fails. We get on our knees and pray, yeah. Praying out to the Lord for mercy, hoping that he will be there, yeah. Father, Father, he say, Eli, Eli. We say, hear us, oh God. I say, draw nigh, draw nigh. But he's only welcome in emergencies, and when you really need him on your knees. He wants to love you at all times.
He wants to know you personally.
Jesus is knocking. You've been asking for more of him. He finally come for you.
Wants to open the door for him. Yeah.
Open the door for him. Yeah. Open the door for him. He'll make it better.
He will.
He'll make it better. Whoa. Open the door for him. Yeah.
Trustee, then he tore my neck with his bro, something ugly. Yeah, that's my pop, no bubbly. Without him, you were eating while I'm grubbing. Yeah, and no, that's not a knock on you. I'm just trying to figure out what you afraid of. Step out the boat, get your faith up. Go ahead and walk on water like you's a Laker. Or you may be still lost. Vegas, don't gamble with life till it's gone. Or you may be LeBron. Don't play with the heat till the fire comes on.
Jesus is knocking. You've been asking for more of him.
clean heart, God, and dwell here in me. Forgive me, Lord, for what I've done.
Right, you're listening to a Heart Love Radio Show, coming to you live from the Baltimore area. For those who are tuning in, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm also doing FaceTime. We have some great conversations in here for an hour. I want to talk about Don't Deflect, but Reflect. Those who are tuning in, what's up, Corey? What's up, Corey? I have my boy Corey and my part of the wellness team, you know, listening in. Sorry I couldn't make it tonight, but I'll talk to you about that later. But we're talking about not deflecting, so I'm not going to deflect. And I can say this, you guys, I have not had a soda in a day, okay? What's up, Corey? So my thing is not to drink a soda. So I'm taking it day by day. So I'm not doing it. What's up? I got my cousin, Leonay, listening. What's going on? But I'm just nothing much, Corey. Corey, we're just doing the... radio show, just talking to you guys who are listening in about not deflecting but reflecting. What do you think about deflecting? What do you think about deflecting? What do you know about deflecting? I think that sometimes we don't deal with our issues and we try to deflect them. We say, that's not me. That's not my problem. I don't do those things. And we deflect it. We deflect those things. Thanks, Spencer. I don't have that one, but you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to write that song down, Corey, Anchored in the Lord, and I promise you next week I'll make sure I have that on here. But I'm going to have something else that will encourage you just like that. So stay with me, all right? Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. So thanks, Missy. And but, you know, I think that sometimes, you know, I could listen to Anchored in the Lord right now, you know. Sometimes, you know, we get into that mindset where we don't want to accept some, embrace some of the things that God is trying to teach us. And we say, that's not me, that's somebody else. And I have to say this. I was having a conversation with a friend and I was trying to deflect, you guys. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to put it out there. I was trying to deflect. I told you guys that I was going to try to continue on this wellness journey, and I am. But when I've been losing weight, this is the trickiest time for me, where I just say, okay, I'm losing weight. I've lost maybe like 20, 30 pounds. I'm losing weight. And then I just start just sabotage myself. Oh, I can eat, I can drink two sodas. I've lost 20, 30 pounds. And you know what happened? I was deflecting it. I don't have a problem. I'm good. But, you know, just like I told, like a friend reminded me, you know, we're talking about being well, doing well and living well and doing right. So, you know, for me, sodas is not the best thing. Definitely, I'm putting it out there, definitely dealing with diabetes is not, No, I don't need to be drinking that. I know I'm telling you guys, so some of you guys might see me out there with a soda. I know you're going to be getting on me, but everything in moderation. Well, that's not a minor thing. That's a major thing. You know, diabetes is a major thing. But whatever it is, issue that you're dealing with in life, you know, that sometimes you might be, whether it's dealing with your weight or whether it's dealing with your emotions, that whether it's whatever it is, God wants us to learn our lesson now so that we won't continue to so we won't continue to do this. Tim, I'm going to hit you up, Tim, okay? God bless you on your cooking show. But what happens is that we don't I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. I'm about to play some music. What's up, Noel? But let me get back to my Spencer, right? What Spencer said, 5 days on diet and 2 days off. Right. I'm trying to do the 1 day off, Spencer. I was trying to do the 1 day off, you know, but my 1 day off ended up being, oh, I can have this soda in the middle of the day, each day. And I was going strong. I was drinking soda every day until Anthony got on me. He's now on here. I thought that was Anthony. He's now on here. But, you know, the thing about it is that I was deflecting it. I was deflecting. I was putting everything off. I was bending this way, bending that way. But you know what? Your health is so important, physically, spiritually, emotionally. And what God put on my heart was don't deflect, reflect. You know, if I keep on pushing everything off and not really paying attention or learning from our lessons, we're going to keep on going through the same lessons until we get it. And then eventually, what's up, Noel? Thank you for listening, man. And eventually, if we keep on, then it's like, God lets us go to a reprobate mind. You know, become numb to it. And I think that God wants us to deal with whatever it is that we got to deal with so that we can be about his purpose in the earth. We can't be about his purpose in the earth if we're not really taking that time to really, really be serious and spend some time with God to find out what God really wants from us and for us. Don't deflect. We've been really, really talking about reflecting. And Willie was talking about spending time with God. And one of the things I was saying is that agreeance with what you're saying, that we've got to want to spend time with God. We've got to want to spend time with God. Montreal says, we don't focus on building a relationship with God. We just think going to church is the extent of what we need to do for God until we have a need. But every relationship needs time and communication. Not only should we pray to God, but we need to hear from him as well. We must submit to his will to grow. And it's so true. You guys are really, really saying it tonight. You really are saying this. And that is the point. That is a good point. We don't spend that time. What's up, Cornelius? We don't spend that time building that relationship with God. And it is sad to think that we just go to church and we feel like that's it. But as any relationship, if you're in a relationship somewhat with someone, you want to spend that time with the person. And God wants to spend time with you and spend time with me. You know, he wants to spend time with us. But this whole thing about deflection, we all stand in it. We all have problems. We all have fallen short. We all fall short. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. You know, it's a continuous thing. It's not one time falling short. We're not perfect. But in order for us to change, we have to be willing to receive what God is trying to say to us. In order for us to go to the next level in God, we have to be willing to allow God to speak to us. If you want to hear from God, you know, like we're saying, make the time, build that relationship with God so they can hear his voice. And then you guys be, then we have to be still enough to listen. But with that also comes honesty. You know, this song that's coming up on my project is entitled Life's Lessons. And I can't wait for you guys to hear it. But part of the song says, I won't ignore how I feel inside, but I'll open up my eyes and I'll open up my ears to life's lessons. We've got to be honest. You know, the title, again, for those who are coming through is Don't Deflect, Reflect. Stop deflecting. You know, things are bouncing off of you. You know, you're bending this way. You're not wanting to, you know, we've got to be honest. In order for us to really move to the next level in God, we've got to be honest about where we are, how we're going to get to where we believe God wants us to be. We have to be honest. Who we have to be honest with. I know that scripture says, confess your sins to one another. Confess your faults in James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, God gives us all wisdom. You know, certain things should stay in your prayer closet. Certain things should be between you and God. You have to be honest with God. As in any relationship, you want to have that honesty. Be honest with God how you're feeling. Be honest about God wants to know what you are going through. You know, Montrell, she wrote this, guys. She wrote this. When we pray, ask God to show us ourselves. We can't deflect what he shows us about ourselves. We need to reflect, woo, what changes we need to make to grow toward perfection. Woo, hallelujah. You are saying that. Let me read that again. When we pray and ask God to show us ourselves, we can't deflect what he shows us about ourselves. When we pray and ask God to show us ourselves, the thing about it, Montrell, is we really, sometimes we say that we want God to show us ourselves. But when God begins to show us how messy our own mess, we're like, Lord, that somebody else knows that this is you. Sometimes we run because we can't handle it. But you wrote, when we pray and ask God to show us ourselves, and we have to be willing to see what God wants to show us, because sometimes it's not going to be good. As one of my friends said, you don't want to hear truth because it doesn't sound good. We can't deflect what he shows us about ourselves. We shouldn't, but we try to. But if we are honest, if we're truthfully on Montreal praying and asking God to show us ourselves, then we can't reflect what he shows us about ourselves. But we have to be, do we really want to see ourselves? And then we can deflect it for days. We can deflect the situations we go through. But if we don't get that first time, we're going to go through that whole thing again until we get it and learn. That's right, say it. Montrell wrote, if you don't want to know, don't ask God. He will show you. That is so true. And you know, think about it. And when he does, you know, it's like, Lord, I should have learned the first time. If we are serious about it, if we're serious about it. I'm still laughing, Montrell. If you don't want to know, don't ask God. You know what? And that's something we have to remember the things that we say. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, we got to be careful about things that we say. You know, because we're speaking life and death over our lives and over situations. And when we speak that stuff, when we say these prayers and everything, then God brings it to pass. And then we're looking at ourselves. We're faced with making a decision. Are you ready to change? Are you ready to change? What's up, Valerie? Yeah, you know, in Montreal, he will show us. He will show you. The good, the bad, the ugly, the things that you don't want to see, he will show you, you know. And when he shows you, like one of my friends would say, look, It might be bad. It might be good. It might be bad. But the truth is the truth. But I want you guys to understand and being honest, you have to be honest with God. And then you have to be honest with yourself, not with others. You know, one thing that is a pet peeve of mine is a pet peeve, okay? I think you know yourself better than other people. You know, but when people try to tell you about yourself and you look and you're like, that is not me. Who are you talking about? Now, there's a difference between deflection versus, you know, people have their viewpoints. They have their view of the picture based upon their worldview. You know, people looking at you through your eyes, they're looking at you through their eyes and their experiences, everything they've gone through. You know, as long as you know what God is speaking to you and God is saying to you, you stand behind that. You be honest with God, you be honest with yourself. Someone doesn't agree with you, then that's on them. You know what? You answer to God. You do what God has put in your heart to do. You know, keep his word. Do the things he's calling you to do. But your honesty needs to be with God, with yourself. You know, it's not about others. It's about you. You know, one thing that one of my friends has said, good evening, Valerie. Amen. You know, one of my friends has said this. This is about your wellness. This is about your journey. You can change the, you know, I'm trying to say, Valerie. Dr. Wagner, Dr. Council was on here last week. She would say, you never change your goals. Just, you know what I'm trying to say, Valerie. Revise the method of getting there. No, I just now changed it. I just changed it up. But that's what she basically said. It's not about others. It's about you fighting for your life. It's about you fighting for your life. I believe that's where we are right now. I believe that there's so much going on. We are fighting for to live out our purpose, what God has called us to do. You know, thank you, Valerie. Revise the plan. Thank you. Never change the goals. You revise the plan. See, I'm glad Valerie came on right on time tonight, y'all. And Willie said this, I told a young lady, be careful what you ask from God. You got to be on point when you talk to him, because if you ask God to show you yourself, might just scare the living devil out of you. You know, yeah, that's it, Willie. You know what? That is so true. That's so true. You know, guys, we're in this place. You know, don't deflect. You know, just get to a place where you're saying, Lord, I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready to move forward in the things you've called me to. I am ready to move forward. And while we're doing this, guys, I'm going to play a little bit. All I need is.
What was his idea was?
Looking for mercy, I found grace. Looking for love and I found looking for healing, I found love. Looking for joy and I found your strength was just enough. And all I need is you. All I need is you.
For mercy, I found grace. Looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found love. Looking for strength, and I found your joy was just enough. To know you is, to know I have everything that I pretending that there was nothing wrong. To tell you the truth, I was hurting all along, driven exclusively by pride, and everything I told myself was all a lie. I didn't want to love, but now I know how. I didn't know
jobs, and you're going, you're in different places in the marketplace, you're different stores, wherever you are, I want you guys to understand that God wants you. He wants you. Doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter the designer clothes you wear, the car you drive, or you know, who you're friends with. God wants you. I think that's where we are. I know that's where God is. You know, he wants you. And when you take that time alone to allow him to talk to you, then you become that reflection of Jesus Christ. You have to tell people that you're a Christian, that you love the Lord. They can tell something's different about you. But I want you to understand this. In order for us to get to the next level, we've got to be willing to not deflect, but reflect upon God, reflect upon his word, reflect upon the reasons we're going through what we're going through. You know, now I got to tell you guys this. Give yourself time. You know, change doesn't happen overnight. Amen, amen. Change does not happen overnight. What's up, Day? Valerie wrote this. She wrote this. And I gave it to him. I gave God some praise today that was long overdue. I've been praising and thanking God all day. I'm in tears in here. God said that to me today, that he didn't forget about me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, amen. Thank you for sharing that, Valerie. You know, let's just pray for Valerie. Lord, we just pray right now that you will touch Valerie in her bedroom while she heals. Pray, God, you touch her body and her spirit and her soul. And pray, God, that you will be glorified in her life. Please heal her. Give her that peace. And let your praises always be on her lips. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's about us praying for each other. You know, give yourself time, Valerie. Give yourself time. You know, focus on the positives. You know, when we stop deflecting and start reflecting on God and why we're going through this and what he wants to do in our lives, it shouldn't become a beating session for you to beat yourself up. We make mistakes. We are human beings. We are not perfect. We strive for perfection, but we're not perfect. We are not perfect. As long as we're in these bodies, guys, we're in these bodies. This flesh does get in the way. God's given us victory over the flesh. But focus on the positive. Focus on the positive things that God is trying to tell you. Instead of looking at the cup and saying it's half empty, it's half full. This is the worst day of my life. I've had better days. But God is still good. Amen. And continue the prayers even through the comments. Continue the prayers. You know, trust in God. Trust that the things that God is showing you that you will get through your situation, that you will through that circumstance, that God is working things out for your good. Even though you may not see it, God is still working on your behalf. I got to tell you this, that I've gone through something, and I'll talk about it more. And at the end of what I went through, I'd say, wow, God, you have been here throughout the entire process. You know, my trust is being tried almost on a daily basis, but still I say, I will trust in you, because God has never failed me. Even when I wasn't faithful to myself, even when I wasn't faithful to him, God was still there. So we got trusting God through the process. Trusting God throughout whatever it is that you're dealing with, throughout the process, he will be with you. Montreal wrote this, our mistakes are for us to learn. Yes, God's taking us to higher levels and going through our pains, trials, and mistakes helps to build us up. And not only does it help, amen, Montreal, not only does it help us to build us up, Montreal, it helps to build us up so we can help someone else who might be going through what we're going through, what we've gone through. So God doesn't just build us up just to build us up. He builds us up so that we can bring glory to his name, so people can see Christ in us. You know, Valerie wrote this, it's so much going on, but today God had me praying for the people. Amen. Amen. Give yourself time. Pray. And praying for other people when you're going through. That's not always the easiest thing. Sometimes it's a press. We're pressing through. We're pressing through. We're pressing through. We're pressing. Don't deflect in this season, guys. Let's not deflect. Let's stop where we are. Open up our hearts and allow God to speak to us. Let's stop so we can hear. Let's stop so we can listen. Let's stop so we can digest everything that we're going through. Trust in God. And then make steps. Whether they're baby steps or large steps, just take a step. Just take a step. Like having that paper that you have to write in, and you say, I can't do this paper. You just take a step. Write a little bit here. Write a little bit there. Reflect. Whatever you reflect, make that time to then, after you reflected, to then you can move. Then you can make moves. But we have to be willing to be still, be willing to listen and hear. Then take that time to really, really allow God to speak to our hearts so we can fully understand everything we're going through. This person wrote this. Mabel says, thank you for allowing God to use you tonight. I said, listen, I know that God wants us to come to him for everything. If we allow him and not get in his way, God will work it out. Amen. Amen, Mabel. Amen. Praise God. Just like we had said a couple weeks ago, Willie had said, Willie Montrell and a couple of other friends who were here, Valerie had said something to the fact of the flesh, we have to get out the way. The flesh gets in the way. We have to push that flesh out of the way so that God can work it out. You know, so, amen. If we allow him and not get in his way, God will work it out. God will. Willie says this, by the praying vow, you're praying and getting your own breakthrough at the same time. Amen, Willie. Amen. Amen. And I pressed, and Valerie says, and I pressed through and did as instructed, so I know God will work out my situations. Amen. He will, and we stand in agreement where two or three are gathered in his name there, he will be in the midst. So we're standing in agreement with you. Yes, amen, Spencer. Yeah, Willie, that flesh is crazy. And that flesh will be telling you, it's not you. That's somebody else's problem. But if we take that time and we really realize, you know what? Let me reflect. Nah, that is me. Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me. And sometimes we say, how could someone have done something like that? And we judge other people. How could someone have done something like that? We should forgive. Why are people holding on to so much anger? You know, forgive. And then reflect and think, have I done that to someone else? That same thing that we don't want to forgive others. Have I done something like that? Have I misunderstood someone? You know, have I done that? Yeah. Have you just popped off at someone without even listening to what they really were saying? You made up your whole mind of what you're going to do? Because it really wasn't about the outer. It was about really something going on in the inner. We've got to look at ourselves. And this is time for reflection as we go into the season of Advent. We have to think, let's think about why God sent his son, why he sent Jesus to die for us, why he sent him in the first place. What was going on in the world? What was going on in the world? What are some things that you think you need to reflect upon? John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. God loves you. God wants the best for you. But God wants to know, do I have your heart? This next song I'm going to play for you guys is a song for my project. It's titled Kindle My Heart. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you in the background as I talk. And this song is basically talking about that prayer, Lord, kindle my heart, kindle the flame, kindle my love. I won't be the same. Happiness was only a dream. My dreams come true because of you. Now, I hope you guys reflect on whatever.
True.
Hope you guys like that. Man. I don't know what's going on with that. That was Kindle My Heart. It's on iTunes under G Wright. So that song, that comes from Songs from the Heart. Appreciate that, guys. Hope you guys like that. I hope it touched your heart. Because you know what? That was my prayer. Kindle my heart. So life's lessons. I've gone through a lot of life's lessons this past year. Learning more about myself. Learning more about friendships. My mom always told me I had more acquaintances. I'm learning that. You know, but, you know, I'm learning not to deflect, but to stop. Embrace what God is saying to me and learning and reflecting. So that's my prayer. Kindle my heart. Kindle my heart. Kindle the flame. Kindle my love. I won't be the same. Happiness was only a dream. Now my dreams come true because of you. So I hope that touches your heart. Please share this video with your friends or your page. Don't deflect in this season. Oh, Valerie. Oh, praise God, Valerie. I'm glad it touched your heart. What's up, Tyrone? You know, and I got to say, this lesson, I'm saying this past year, I've gone through a lot. I've gone through a lot of tears. I've shed a lot of tears. I've shed a lot of tears. I've had a lot of time to think, reflect. And I just want to be the person God's called me to be. And I just want to encourage you guys to be true to yourself. Be true to God. You know, it's not about what people think about you. About what is God saying about you. God loves you so much that he sent his son. So during this season, let's not lose focus. It's not about Christmas tree. It's not about gifts underneath the tree. It's about God sending his son, Jesus Christ. It's about sharing that love. So let's share that love. You know, I have a CD also titled, it's called Spread Love This Christmas. And I was listening to it a little bit this morning. It reminded me of my grandmother. You know, and I could choose to go into depression, or I could choose, you know what? Let me give God the glory. What does he want me to do? You know, and let me think about why I'm here, why I'm still here. We're here for a purpose. Let's find out that purpose. We can only find that purpose out from learning from our mistakes. Don't deflect. Reflect. And I pray God's blessings over you guys. I pray that God will bless you. I appreciate all you guys for tuning in each week. Each week. I appreciate you, Spencer, Calvin, Barry, coming through. Hey, Mom. All I need is God. Hallelujah. That's right. That's so true, Mom. Valerie, Willie's, Mabel, everyone who's been listening, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Keep me in your prayers, guys. Let's keep me in your prayers. I'll keep you in my prayers. In regards to what you're going through, know that God will bring you through it. Don't deflect. You know, we all make mistakes. None of us are perfect. Don't deflect. Learn life's lessons. Learn the lessons God wants you to learn. You know, let's reflect. Let's stop. Let's hear and listen to what he's saying. Let's digest it. And then it's time for us to apply it. And what Willie wrote, vow God loves you. And we love you too. We love you too. You know, God bless you guys. I'm going to play another song for you guys before we leave tonight. This song is a song and that I really, 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 I'm just let this song speaks for itself. So I'm going to play it for you and I hope you guys will like it. There's nothing you can do, guys. You can give God.
Amen.
Yeah. You got a few sticky.